This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. India are in the West Indies right now, playing a one-day series on venues they will return to for the World Cup next year. If their recent form continues, they'll be one of the favourites there. A few months ago, India were going through a bad slump. Sourav Ganguly was in a difficult phase of his career, and John Wright, India's coach, was looking increasingly wary. He eventually quit the job. Greg Chappell's tenure as coach began with a public and vitriolic battle against Ganguly, which couldn't have been good for the team. Then, suddenly, things turned around, at least for India's one-day team. It all began when Sri Lanka came to India for a 7-match series in October last year. Since then, India have won 18 out of 24 one-day internationals. They were once known for being poor chasers, but they've now won 16 chases in a row. We'll examine the reasons for this turnaround in the next few minutes, and we'll be speaking to Harsha Bhogle, the television broadcaster and cricket writer, Sambit Bal, Cricinfo's editor, as well as Rahul Dravid, India's captain. Before we discuss the turnaround, let's think about what came before. Sourav Ganguly and John Wright achieved some wonderful things after they took over at the start of this millennium and were once as hyped as Dravid and Chappell's men are today. And then it all went wrong. Harsha Bhogle looks back on that period.
Under John Wright, we'd come straight after a disastrous one-day series in Australia. And we had all kinds of players playing, and with no disrespect to them, we had the Kanitkars and the Jacob Martins, and all these people were playing in plum batting positions in one-day cricket for India. I think Sourav Ganguly reversed that largely because of his own batting form and Tendulkar's batting form, and that one master stroke, which was having a reluctant Rahul Dravid as wicketkeeper, that allowed India to play seven batsmen. And India built their cricket around seven batsmen and got away with four bowlers. I think slowly as they went along, India started getting rigid. Some people lost form a little bit. There was a problem with the batting order. And we discovered that four bowlers wasn't good enough always on flat batting decks. In fact, I thought Imran was right when he said on flat pitches, you play six bowlers because one guy might have a bad day. And we started going through a phase where I think when you were picking four bowlers, one was always having a bad day. So it needed reinvention.
Sambit Bal elaborates now on what precisely went wrong with India in the period before Chappell joined the side.
I think the team, more than anything else, had become stale, and it was being weighed down by Ganguly's personal problems. Ganguly had a great 3-4 years run, but the moment his own position in the team became sort of shaky and his batting problems became more and more pronounced, those problems started to have a very bad impact on the team. We must remember that people often talk about Ganguly's 10,000 runs in one-day cricket, and he was a great batsman. Now, the last couple of years, if you look at his numbers, if you look at his performances, Ganguly had become a poor one-day batsman. And because he became insecure, that sort of showed in the team composition, it showed in the work ethics, and he tried to create a sort of a caucus around himself. And the last 6-7 months of John Wright's tenure with Indian cricket team, he was really miserable. So more than anything else, a change of leadership was absolutely crucial.
Well, the change of leadership duly happened. First, Chappell came in as coach, and then Dravid took over as captain. Both Harsha and Sambit feel that they're an excellent combination. Here's what they had to say.
I think with Chappell and Dravid, there's a coming together of minds. They both are very, very strong people mentally. The difference is that Dravid has become strong mentally without ever really failing. He went through a patch in 98 when he could not get, in a one-day game, could not get the ball off the square. But apart from that, he's never really failed. Whereas Chappell became stronger after failure. And they both speak the same language. They are both very deeply committed to excellence. The other thing is they're both extremely well-read. I know Bob Woolmer telling me once, he said, I think the issue is the people that Chappell speaks to are never going to be as well-read as Chappell himself. So will he be able to communicate to the people who don't read? But Rahul Dravid is an extremely well-read man. He's well-traveled, very Western in his thought, yet very Indian in his sensitivities. Chappell is very, very well-read. And I think there's a coming together of minds.
For the first time in Indian cricket, we had a captain and a coach who saw things in the same way and thought similarly. And you had a plan which captain and coach both bought into wholeheartedly. And the most significant thing was that they both subscribed to a very, very strong work ethic. And Dravid led from the front there. And he also could lead from the front in the middle, which made a big difference. Tactically, he was more aware. He thought about the game much more.
The Indian one-day side today looks startlingly different from before Chappell and Dravid took over. It isn't coincidental. Chappell brought to his job a determination to do certain fundamental things differently from before. Harsha elaborates and puts it all in a larger context.
The taking away of the dependence on individuals is what Chappell is trying to do. I think in the Ganguly era, our team never changed. We always had the same batting lineup. It was Tendulkar, or that was Ganguly, Sehwag, Tendulkar, one of the three opening the batting, two of the three opening the batting. And then you went Dravid, Yuvraj, Kaif, somebody batted at three. And you had a whole rigid batting lineup. And I think what Chappell is trying to do is to say, no, we will not allow ourselves to get bound by that rigidity so that we're not dependent on the individual. The Asian bloc, either in sport or in politics, has always been individual-centric. Either it's Karunanidhi or Jayalalitha, either it's Rajiv Gandhi or Sonia Gandhi or Atal Bihari. We're always individual-centric. And that's because I think our nations are bred out of chaos. And our cricket is definitely bred out of chaos. What we're trying to do is, at the top, create a system that will go against the chaos and yet retain the excitement that the chaos can throw up. I think that's what Chappell is trying to do, to try and break this cult of the individual.
One way of breaking the cult of the individual was to bring in younger players and to empower them. That's precisely what India did. Rahul Dravid tells us about it.
I had to put a bit of responsibility on some of these young boys, probably a little before their time almost in some ways, you know, because it's almost been necessitated due to, you know, injury to some of the more senior bowlers, lack of form to some of them. The youngsters have sort of been put under pressure straight away, and they've responded really well, and they're learning all the time. They're learning with each and every game, and that's something that, you know, which is really good.
The young players Dravid trusted have delivered superbly. Sambit feels, in fact, that the young players coming through these days are a different breed entirely.
The younger players of today are a new breed. They don't need that much of coaching or that much of sort of, they know what they need to do. And it's part of, I think, new India, you can say, not new India in terms of the cricket team, but the new emerging confident India. They're more open, more aware of about the grammar of cricket, about being physically fit. They know the importance of doing all these things right.
The results of Dravid and Chappell's policies were dramatically visible when Sri Lanka arrived in India last October and India beat them in a one-day series 6-1. It was immediately apparent that India had turned a corner. Dravid tells us more about that.
I mean, you could sense it in the Sri Lankan series. I mean, I came back from Australia in the World Series in the first few games against Sri Lanka. And, you know, we won some good games there. And you could sense that, you know, there was something in this group that was really good. The whole series was very important to us. I mean, you know, the first few games, you know, Sachin's knock and Irfan's knock in the first game that set us up. Dhoni's brilliance at Jaipur, you know, to chase down. You know, I mean, that was a special knock. And then to cap it off with, you know, these two young boys to finishing it off and winning that series for us against a team that was sort of second ranked in the world at the time. And, you know, for us to come back so strongly, I think that sort of set the tone for the rest of the season. You know? And it's been a long season. I mean, people seem to forget that some of the guys in this team have been playing since July. I mean, July, August, and we've been playing continuously. So there's a lot of cricket. I mean, repeating the kind of performances we've had over this period is a credit. You know, it's not always easy.
India's test side wasn't doing well through all of this. The Indians went to Pakistan and lost the test series 0-1. But this hardly affected their one-day form, as they romped to a comfortable 4-1 win in the one-day series. Dravid tells us that even he was surprised by how easily India won their games.
I knew we were playing good one-day cricket. I mean, we played South Africa, which I thought was a very strong one-day team, and did very well in India. I think the South Africans had a very good side. And so I knew we were playing very good one-day cricket. I was a little surprised, pleasantly surprised, I must say, at the ease with which we won some of the games. I mean, I was confident that we could win. But I think the ease with which we won the games, and even the game that we lost, you know, we lost a very close one with the Duckworth and Lewis system. And, you know, to be honest, we should have been 25 runs more than what we were in that game. You know, we got 325, but to be realistically, we should have been close to 350. So, you know, I just think that we played some fantastic cricket in Pakistan to play the way we did and to beat them the way we did.
Success in cricket is cyclical. The team Ganguly and Wright led also had its moments, but great success and great hope was followed by bitter disappointment. What lessons can Dravid and Chappell learn from what happened to Ganguly and Wright? Harsha tells us.
I think to stay dynamic and stay fresh all the time. Because if you see the new India and Wisden Asia, as Cricket Info magazine was then called, did a big cover story on that shortly before the slide started. But I think my own point of view on that is you need to stay fresh all the time. And you need to stay on your toes all the time. I think we had got to a stage now where people thought they could not be dropped. And I don't know if it's in our culture, but we get complacent. If a fitness trainer is not driving you, we don't stay fit all the time. And all great one-day teams are built around great fielding and fit sides. And I just think we had gone off the boil a little bit there. The captain himself wasn't the greatest in the field. He's never been a great fielder, but Ganguly was always a competent fielder. And I think this whole fitness thing, it needs to be redefined all the time. And if we can stay fit all the time, then that staleness won't come in.
One of the most noticeable things about India's one-day team today is how flexible it is. Players like Mahendra Singh Dhoni and Irfan Pathan float up and down the order, and the opposition never quite knows who is going to come in at number three. Dravid tells us more.
We've been able to develop our players, and we've seen a lot of flexibility in the squad. People are able to do different roles. They're able to bat up the order. They're able to bat low down the order. They're able to finish games. They're able to set up games. We've developed a strength in a squad which is not reliant on a few people. We've been able to take the pressure off a few people, and I think the youngsters coming through and performing has taken a load off a lot of the young guys and a lot of the sort of senior players. I think that's been the key, really. It's just been the fact that we've not been reliant on a few people.
Dravid is undoubtedly right to celebrate this Indian team's flexibility, but Harsha has an interesting take on this. He believes that while Sourav Ganguly was a rigid thinker, so, in a curious way, is Greg Chappell.
Ganguly became rigid because he didn't want to experiment with his batting order too much. And so what turned out to be a strength, he became predictable after a while. Chappell is rigid about his flexibility. He's rigid that I will be flexible at all times. And so sometimes you might get a situation where you might wonder, is this the best India team we can put out merely because we're trying to be flexible all the time? I mean, you've got to ask yourself sometimes, is Robin Uthappa a better player than Sourav Ganguly or VVS Lakshman? And I think these questions will start coming up. And because he's gambled so heavily on these young, fit players, if they don't deliver, Chappell will start to look a little vulnerable.
How important is the current West Indian series to this India side? Harsha believes that it is crucial. Here's why.
Remember, a lot of these people who are delivering today are people who don't know what it is to play in other conditions. I think this tour of West Indies is going to be absolutely critical and very good for Indian cricket, because the conditions there are not different from the conditions in India. They're still playing on slow pitches, as we saw in the series against Zimbabwe. Even against Zimbabwe, 250, 260 is what West Indies can seem to manage, and it seems a defendable score. But all these young people have not yet played in South Africa, have not yet played in New Zealand. England just 3 one-days where we look bad in 2004, and they haven't played in Australia. So their big tests on different kinds of conditions is still to come. So to that extent, we are still pretty low on the evolutionary cycle. We are winning in our conditions.
The crucial test of any side is how it does in alien conditions away from home. India has always struggled outside the subcontinent, and the series against West Indies, as well as the months to come, will provide a test of how good this side really is. Whatever happens, you can read about it as it happens on Crickinfo. For this feature, Rahul Dravid was interviewed by Anand Vasu, and I spoke to Harsha Bhogle and Sambit Bal. Please do send any feedback you have on our audio programming to audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma, signing off on Crickinfo Audio.
This is Crickinfo Audio.